Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. We have a short topic for you today, and one I think is very interesting. There's been a lot of course, roster discussion about the Ravens and their 90-man roster, cutting it down to 53. Who will they keep? And there's been a lot of focus on that. Who makes the 53? Less focus that I've seen on who's active on game day, which, of course, is a very important thing to know when you're trying to back into who makes the 53 at all. Who can you afford to have inactive on game day? Joining me to talk about that is Ryan Oshevsky. Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm great, Ken. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you making time in your busy day. Ryan, first of all, it's your topic. I'd like you to kind of introduce it from the way you came to think of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was listening to the Friday Morning GM this morning on my ride in, and you're talking specifically about Rasheen Ali and how whether or not he'd make the 53 and using him as a kickoff specialist. But I was thinking, do we have room to keep him active on the game day roster? Because when I think about who's active in the 48 out of 53, you have to think about, in my mind, two things. How do we mitigate risk against injury? And two, what's the added benefit to having that player active? What role are they going to play? Special teams within the scope of the offense or defense? So I wasn't sure when I thought about it that there was really room for someone like that just to be a second person on the kickoff. And so I reached out to you to get your thoughts, and here we are.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ryan. And I think that the way you think about it is perfect. You have two things you're really trying to do. You have to get all of your positions filled out. And you really have to mitigate risk. And anybody who's been a fan of this show for a while knows how upset I get when the Ravens only activate 4 defensive linemen, which I think is an absurd risk to take, particularly when the gain opposite that is usually like 1 extra special teams player.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you activate a player, you want to have them to have that special teams value. You get that rotational advantage with the D line. And so having 5, when you're going to put, I think when you do your play snap counts, it's between 2 and 3 defensive linemen per snap. Mm-hmm. You want to have enough to, if you have someone go down, that you're not shorthanded, and that would allow you to, that's why keeping 5 in that instance mitigates that risk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with you entirely on that. And it's an interesting point about Ali is a return man, but I guess he would really have to learn how to cover kicks and potentially punts as well. If he's going to be on the 53, it may not be enough for him to be the 4th running back, which you would not assume for much of a carry load, and be just a kickoff return specialist. That seems to be not enough.
Agreed. I think that when you have 3 running backs, Henry, Keaton Mitchell, and Hill, all who you want to get the ball in their hands, plus not to mention our quarterback, who does a decent job of running the ball himself, there's not going to be a role for him really as a running back, except in the rare case of an injury. And even then, you'd almost have to think have two people go down for him to see any meaningful snaps at running back in a game. So is that activation to have a second returner? To me, that wasn't enough of an added value, nor was there enough risk mitigation that I would see him to have an easy path to being elevated on game day. And if you're not going to be willing to elevate him on game day, then my thought process is, does he really need to even be on the 53?
Yeah, great point. And I think, you know, you may be convincing. I was already convinced that Ali wasn't going to be on the 53, but I think I'm more convinced that he probably shouldn't be. There is risk if he's cut, but let's take a look at what the game day inactive decision will look like. Now, I've constructed what I think is my 53 at this point, and I've made one key change, and that is I've taken likely off the roster and assumed for purposes of this discussion for activation that Ali is the guy who replaces him, at least for whatever period that likely is out. And he would have to be out for, I guess, Well, probably for 4 weeks if he's going to be there, and then that creates the additional spot on the 53. A couple other things about this: the Ravens have to have 10 offensive linemen. I think that's going to happen. By the way, with Carson Vinson being a guy who doesn't see action at any time this year, and that means they have a 9 to make 8 unit of offensive linemen, which really means they'll have two inactives on the offensive line. Does that seem reasonable, Ryan?
I agree. That's the low-hanging fruit. There's two easy inactives there, whether it's Vincent and Dellinger at the bottom of the roster, or if there's an injury and one of those two potentially has a fill-in spot. So there's two of our five that we have to get to.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. That is the easiest fruit. On the IDL, if you carry five players, I want them active every week. I'll be upset if they're among the inactives. At running back, that's the question we're asking, is whether or not Ali can be active in this. So we'd have Henry Hill and Mitchell active. At wide receiver, that is a potential area for inactivity that I haven't marked. Walker has been a pretty decent special teams player. So has Wallace, obviously. And Wester has been a return specialist that I don't think they're going to deactivate him. Kind of thinking all six wide receivers are likely to be active on a weekly basis, which has been a place where the Ravens have found inactives in the past.
Yeah, I would agree, Ken, that when you look at Wester as a punt returner and potentially as the gadget slot motion guy, I think there's way more added benefit and a larger role for him to be worked into the offense, where I couldn't see you deactivating him for Ali. Then you brought up Walker as well. Wallace, we know, has got a great special teams role no matter what it is, whether he's catching punts, covering punts, etc. So I think he's active every day. Walker, he's in his second year. We want to see if he's got room to develop. And I think if I'm doing the cost benefit of Ali versus Walker, personally, I'd like to see Walker get a few more chances out there and see what he has, so we know what we have going forward at him. Given that we're going to be losing Hopkins next year, I believe Wallace is only on a one-year contract. So we need to know going into his year three, is there a role for him in this offense? And if he's inactive every week, you're not going to learn that.
Yeah, with you all the way across the board there. And Walker's had a big camp to go further. He's improved as a receiver. He's done some better things to come back for the football. And I'm hoping that continues. He's been a more frequent target of Lamar and of Cooper Rush. It's also obviously a pretty significant handicap to be practicing when a lot of your snaps come with the twos and with Cooper Rush. He throws a ball, just hangs up there forever, and is a chance to be intercepted. And more importantly, it's a chance the receiver has to do more to come back and get the football when they're playing with Cooper Rush than when they're playing with Lamar Jackson.
Agreed, Ken. So then you got to look at the defense for what the defense can give us for our inactives. In your model here, we're only keeping five of the sticks. Ajabo hasn't made the roster, and we're already looking to degrade that position down another one. You'd have to sit Isaac to get to five. Again, looking at him versus Ali, you would have a problem in that Isaac, in my mind, could cover punts, could be on the line on the punt team, and has that rotational value to spell our rushers. Even if we were to go to a race car package, could he find a role in there? Again, he's in his second year and wanting to see what he could bring. I think I would prefer having Isaac active over a fourth running back.
I don't disagree with that. And I think that Isaac does bring you a broad special teams value that that is legitimate.
You ever have one of those days where everything's off? Well, Mood can help with that. And let me tell you about Mood. It's the online cannabis brand that is changing the way we handle everything from stress to sleepless nights with functional gummies that are 100% federally legal cannabis. Mood launched to make cannabis affordable, accessible, and transparent, while at the same time supporting American farmers growing premium hemp on small pesticide-free farms. Their gummies are next level. Seriously, I've tried a few and each one feels totally different. The Sleepy Time gummies, out like a light, immediately asleep. The Epic Euphoria, it's perfect when you just need a reset to feel good again. What makes them unique? Mood combines THC with herbs and adaptogens, so you get real targeted effects. You're not going to find this in your typical dispensary. And here's the best part. Mood ships discreetly to most states, offers a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, and right now you get 20% off your first order with the promo code RAVEN. Just head to mood.com. Find your perfect gummy and use the code RAVENS at checkout to save 20%.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
I think he's kind of superfluous on the edge. If you have Owe, Van Noy, Green, and Robinson all active for a game, you do have basically what you need to handle all the rotational elements on the edge. But
I would say, except if in the case of injury, then you could see him working in and have a path and the risk mitigation more so than needing a fourth running back.
Fair enough. I'd also say though that the rotational needs at the edge are not as high as they are on the interior defensive line. So it's just that's the distinction I'm making there. Sure. Do you want to keep going with that in terms of I was just going to say inside linebacker. I think all four of their guys are active. They're all either key special teams players, key backups, or both, or they're Roquan, who's out there every defensive snap. So with Roquan, Simpson, Buchanan, and Hummel, they're all active each and every game day. And actually, the question really is, does a player like Higgins or Martin deserve to make the roster? Not would one of these guys, one of the big four, be inactive?
Agreed there, Ken. Yes, the inside linebacker size shape is definitely one of your core special teamers on kick coverage and going forward.
Take us through the cornerback position.
Cornerback position, you've got Humphrey, Wiggins, Alexander, Ouzier, Armour Davis, and Tampa. We saw a lot out of Armour Davis in the first preseason game, so thinking that he could potentially have a bigger role this year. So you're still looking for at least two more inactive, so probably that's going to come out of your secondary where they're looking to carry about 11 players, so 11 to make 9. I know you want 5 to make 4 in the safety room, so potentially Tampa is one of your inactives on the quarterback side. Mm-hmm.
That's where I would be too. I think Tampa over Armour Davis in a typical week, and obviously anything happens to one of the big four, and you've got definitely some injury risk up there with Humphrey, Alexander, and Ouzier being guys who've dealt with injuries over the years. Then the remainder are all active and you kind of have to morph into the spot. But JAD is the fifth corner who gives you a little more versatility to handle what comes along based on now one entire game of in his career that he's really displayed that versatility.
Yeah, we obviously like to see him keep making strides and potentially get to a larger role. Hoping, of course, that we don't need to get to a fifth cornerback, but we know you can never have enough too many cornerbacks.
There you go. How about we move on to safety?
And so safety, obviously, Hamilton and Starks are your starters. Kane showed improvement this year. He's going to be your third safety, looks like. Lowry's coming on strong as an undrafted rookie free agent. So it comes down to Lowry and Braid for your last inactive there. I could see it being rotational based on packages, but both potentially bringing special teams value. I think Braid brings a little bit more on the kick coverage and tackling side, given his size and experience there. But I like seeing Lowry on the roster. I think he definitely could quickly fill in for the role that Ardarius Washington has left.
Yeah, and play some slot corner, you're saying, if needed. come off the edge. He's also he's the guy I trust on the back end right now, other than the big two, to be in the right place. And I don't know that he'll be a guy who is constantly able to use his instincts as a, you know, a really seasoned safety does, but he's faster, you know, than your probably your typical safety. Probably about the same as your typical safety. I think he's got 4.54 speed or something like that. And he's very smart. The Ravens definitely have a type at that position.
And then once Likely gets back, I don't even see – then the problem gets even harder because then you're activating four tight ends every week instead of three.
If Ajabo is kept on the 53, whether that move would be temporary or permanent and gives you a sixth edge, who loses the roster spot? Who's dropped off the roster? I've got my answer, I think, but who would be yours?
I
mean,
I think Ali is the one that you have the best chance of sticking on the practice squad, and potentially if he does get picked up, then you've got a decent pool, at least at the start of the year, of running backs of similar value. I think Ali brings a little bit more than replacement level value, but we've got a running back room set for this year and next. So I don't see how Ali cracks the top three this year or next. And then he's in his fourth year. And at that point, you're kind of looking at who's next, because that four-year controllable rookie contract has value. And in his fourth year, Ali will have less. So
right. That's he's where I'm at. Next year, he's in his third year. So this is only year two for him now.
Right, but next year, you've still got Henry under contract, Hill under contract, and Mitchell under
contract. I got you. Okay, very, very good. Yeah, that's certainly true. He's very blocked within the Ravens system in terms of quality of players. What you just described, though, would be Ajabo on and Ali off would be a inherent 26-24 split of the defenders in offense. I actually don't think the Ravens will do that. I think that the shift that they would make would be to take Bo Braid off the roster as the fifth safety. But the problem is that then leaves, that takes away one of your inactives, because all four of your safeties got to be active under those circumstances. So you then, if Ajabo makes the team, either he's inactive and Isaac is inactive, but why the hell are you carrying six if you're going to deactivate two per week? So I think I'm not saying Ali's spot is in a particularly good situation here at all, but he may be protected somewhat by the fact, I think, that the Ravens like to go with 25 and 25 on their roster and then have to find their inactives from that.
Yeah, I agree, Ken.
All right. Great. I can tell things are kind of busy there, and I'll let you get going in just a second here.
I apologize for that.
No problem. Things happen in life. We got to deal with them. So, it's an interesting discussion. I really appreciate you bringing this to the forefront. I think this is something you got to look for. And I like the way you think of the individual roster spots and the activations. And I think you maybe can learn more in this talking about who'll be active in terms of how you would otherwise project the roster as well.
Yeah, we're always trying to pick the 53 ever since the Ravens put out that contest. But really, if you're not looking at how they're going to be used, what sense is it to have them on the roster if they don't have a role in a way, in a path forward?
All right, Ryan, great talking football with you. Do you want to tell folks where they can reach out to you and talk football online if they, after hearing this?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter very sparingly, but you feel free to reach out to me. I've got the handle of TerpMD. I'm a Howard County product that's since joined the military and moved far away. So I'm always looking for Ravens fans to sort of join in from afar. So I appreciate all the content you provide, Ken. It's always makes it more fun to have a little connection back to home and the home team when you're stationed farther away than you'd like to be from family and your hometown teams.
All right. Well, first of all, and most importantly, thank you for your service, Ryan. It's something that I say and I really mean when I do it. I know a lot of people will tell you because they know what to say, but I really do appreciate it. And other folks out there, if you'd like to be on a show just like Ryan has been here, please hit me up. DMs are always open on Twitter, and I'm looking for short topics like this. This is very to the point, and Ryan makes some great points. I'd love to hear from you, and always enjoy meeting somebody new to talk football with. Ryan, thanks again for coming on. And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.